Let's turn now to Colossians in chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, it says here about peace again. Glory to God in the highest and peace in the hearts of men with whom God is pleased. I want to have peace in my heart. It's one proof to me that God is pleased with me. And here it says in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And in the margin of my Bible it reads, be the referee. Let peace be the referee in your heart. That means when it's like a game, you know, there are many games where there are referees. Soccer, for example, there's a referee, or in basketball, there's a referee. And when the referee blows a whistle, whatever you're doing, you have to stop. After the whistle, everything you do is not counted. You kick the ball into the goal, not counted. You throw the ball into the basket, not counted. You have to come back to the place where a foul was committed. That's the meaning of the referee blowing the whistle. Set that foul right and then proceed with the game. That's the example used here. When you lose peace in your heart, you feel a bit uneasy about something in your heart. The referee's blown the whistle. And you have to stop. Whatever you're doing, you've got to stop. It's like while you were doing something important, a thorn got into your hand or foot. You'd stop. You won't continue. You'll pull out that thorn and then continue. That's exactly what it's saying here. You've lost the peace. Go and set that right. Let the peace of Christ be the referee in your heart. This is such an important thing. You know, in the Old Testament, it was not like that because people's conscience were not sensitive. They could do so many wrong things. Think of David, who had 7 or 8 wives, and on top of that goes and commits adultery with somebody else's wife and murders her husband. How could a person ever do that? Who calls himself a servant of God? Or Samson, fooling around with women and then standing up for the Lord as a judge. You say, how could people do that? I'll tell you. One reason, they did not have the Holy Spirit within. The Holy Spirit is upon them to help them to do a work of delivering God's people, but He was not within. Once the Holy Spirit comes within, it's called the Spirit of Peace. Let the peace of Christ be the referee. The mind of the Spirit is peace. It's very important, my dear brothers and sisters, first of all, to have peace in our heart with God, always. And it's only by keeping your conscience clear with God and with men. You know, when Zacchaeus, you know the story of Zacchaeus in Luke 19. He was a man who was despised by others. But the Holy Spirit knew that even though he was a very rich man, he had cheated so many people, there was conviction in his heart. It's like that woman caught in adultery, or the Samaritan woman who had divorced 5 men and was now sleeping with a man who's not even her husband. The Holy Spirit saw some longing in their heart for goodness. You wouldn't think that a woman who's divorced 5 times and sleeping around with some man, she's gone case. No, she's not a gone case. There was a desire in her heart, so the Holy Spirit sent Jesus to Samaria. Even the Jews did not normally walk through Samaria. Jesus went through because he had to help her. There are a lot of people whom we would look down upon and despise, who we think they're not interested in God. Maybe there's a spark of something there. They're longing. They're longing for somebody to go and speak to them. You wouldn't have thought a man like Saul of Tarsus killing everybody would have any conscience. But he did, and God changed him and made him the greatest apostle. So here was Zacchaeus, and the Holy Spirit saw that there was a need in him. That's why he climbed a tree to see Jesus. And the Holy Spirit prompted Jesus to go to his house. And it's very interesting to see there in Matthew 19, just before he entered his house, he stopped. It's an amazing word. I don't see it anywhere else in Scripture. It says in Luke 19:9, as they were walking, Zacchaeus stopped. Can you picture this in your mind? Jesus and Zacchaeus walking towards his house, and just outside the gate, he stops. And I want to expand on what he said. Lord, you can't enter my house. It's a polluted house. Because I've swindled a lot of people's money and built this house. It's built with crooked, cheating money. So you can't enter it till I set something right. I want to give you my promise right now that all the people whom I cheated in all these years, I'll find out where they are and I'll go back and return four times, that is interest plus extra, the harm that I did to them. And there are some people, I don't even know their address, I don't know where they are, but I know how much I've cheated. I'm going to take all that money, that's almost half my wealth, and I'll give it to the poor. Because I can't keep it. It's money obtained unrighteously. I don't want a single cent in my bank account which I have earned unrighteously. And all these people I know, I'll return it personally. And do you know that's the only time that Jesus gave this amazing answer? You read through the whole Gospels. To one man he gave this amazing answer. Verse 9, Luke 19:9. Today salvation has come. When did salvation come to this man? When he decided to set everything right. And he didn't escape by saying, oh, some people, Lord, I don't know their address. How can I return it? He didn't take that easy way out. He said, no, I don't know their address. I cannot return it to them. But it's not my money. So I'll give it to the poor. Or today I'd say I'd put it in the church offering box. Because ultimately God is the owner of everything. And the Son of Man, verse 10, has come to seek and to save even people who are lost in the love of money. That's the meaning of verse 10. I remember reading that verse many, many years ago. And I was honest with God. And I said, Lord, I want to confess I'm lost in the love of money. I said, Lord, I tell you honestly, I love money. Other people don't know it. I know it. But you came to seek and to save those who are lost in the love of money. I'm one of them. Please save me. Save me so thoroughly that I will not love money anymore. Like Zacchaeus. So that you can say about me, salvation has come to Zac Poonen and to his house. I want you to be able to say that about me. To me, that's so important that Jesus can say that about me. That not only I'm saved, that my children will be saved and follow the Lord. Because I've decided to keep my conscience absolutely clear. The referee has blown the whistle. And everything I do after that is a foul. It's not counted. I'm wasting my time, wasting my life. I want to get back to that point. Zacchaeus came back to the point where the foul was committed. Set right the foul. And the Lord said, now you can continue with the game. This is so very, very important.